Is he making a city or an army? Now that is the question. How many wildlings are there? How many men of fighting age? No one knows with certainty. The Frostfangs are cruel, inhospitable, a wilderness of stone and ice. They will not long sustain any great number of people. I can see only one purpose in this gathering. Man's raider means to strike south into the Seven Kingdoms. Wildlings have invaded the realm before. John had heard the tales from old Nan and Maester Lewin both, back in Winterfell. Raymond Redbeard led them south in the time of my grandfather's grandfather, and before him there was a king named Bale the Bard. Aye, and long before them came the Horn Lord and his brother kings, Gendel and Gorn, and in ancient days Joramun, who blew the horn of winter and woke giants from the earth. Each man of them broke his strength on the wall, or was broken by the power of Winterfell on the far side. But the Night's Watch is only a shadow of what we were. And who remains to oppose the wildlings besides us? The Lord of Winterfell is dead, and his heir has marched his strength south to fight the Lannisters. The wildlings may never again have such a chance as this. I knew Mansraider John. He is an oath-breaker, yes, but he has eyes to see, and no man has ever dared to name him faint-heart. "What will we do?" asked John. "Find him," said Mormont. "Fight him. Stop him." 300, thought John, against the fury of the wild. His fingers opened and closed.